Now, it is my great pleasure to welcome to the studio this morning Carol Hennessy, who's the National Manager of Team Hope. You're very welcome to Near FM, Carol.
Thank you very much, Connie. It's lovely to be here.
Well, now, can I just briefly give an overview? Team Hope works internationally and has many vital projects in operation. And today we probably won't cover them all in depth, but Carol might come in and talk to us about them another time. But today we are concentrating on the Christmas shoebox appeal. Now, you might say Christmas. Don't want to hear about Christmas yet. But Christmas, you know, happens to us on the 25th when we've all our shopping done. And that's it, grand and dandy. But Christmas has to be organised in the shoebox world because these boxes have to go out all over the world. And Carol will tell us where they are going. So now, Carol, as National Manager, what is the formula for getting this organised every year?
Oh, it's so simple to take part, and it means so much to the kids who get the shoeboxes. They're not just empty shoeboxes, they're shoeboxes filled with little gifts. We always have the four W's: something to wear, a hat, a scarf, a glove, something to write with, colouring pencils, notebooks, something to play with. The wow factor is really important, and something to wash, like a bar of soap or a toothbrush or toothpaste, something that our kids wouldn't understand, but for these children it means the world to them, just to have their own little bar of soap to smell.
And we're talking boys, girls, from what age to what age, Carol?
Yeah, we've three different age groups, 2 to 4, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14.
And since you started, I mean, could you reckon on how many have gone out from Ireland in all those years?
This year we hope to celebrate our 3 millionth shoebox from Ireland. We've sent shoeboxes to over 21 different countries. And over the past 16 years, and it's just been fantastic because they go to needy kids irrespective of their religious or political beliefs or their ethnic background. It's a box of love, and that's what it's about at Christmas time.
And the children we're talking about now are children who live on the edge because of poverty, war, or both?
Yes, poverty, war, disease. You know, there are so many needy kids in Eastern Europe and in Africa. And, you know, street kids, kids who are, come from dysfunctional homes, kids live in hospitals, you know, kids in just in poor villages that nobody thinks about or cares for. And for these children, it means the world to them just to get a box of these gifts. Because, you know, for so many of these children, they don't get a birthday present. They don't get a Christmas present. They've never had a present in their lives. So to get this shoebox filled with all these little gifts, I mean, it's mind-blowing. They go, wow. And they just can't understand that somebody so far away thinks of them and loves them enough to send these gifts.
Because mainly they are unloved, a lot of those children.
A lot of these kids are, you know. I mean, I just had an email from a partner in Malawi, and he sent me some photographs of orphans in an orphanage that he is dealing with and caring for. And just the poor little faces, you know. And all they want is love. That's all we all need is love.
Of course. Now, your great support system is the schools. The schools are the base of where you get an awful lot of boxes from, besides factories and offices. But the schools are a main base,
yes,
are they?
I mean, anyone can take part in the Christmas shoebox appeal, and we would love everyone to take part. Schools certainly make up a lot of our donors, and it's great to have the school children involved. And we're, you know, both primary and secondary schools, as well as teachers and families, businesses, churches, youth groups, women's organisations. You know, we've an amazing volunteer down in Cork that I met at the weekend, and she's an 84-year-old woman, and every year she does 200 shoeboxes.
Wow.
She starts right from they go off at the end of November. She's out getting the buying the stuff in the sales in December, January, and asking everybody to get involved.
Well, everybody's a part to play. Now, I am impressed with the structure that you put in into the schools to make it easy for the teachers to encourage the children, because in recessionary times, it is more difficult for families to, you know, to do something like this. But I think from my experience of speaking to teachers, lots of grandparents are coming on board and they're buying little things to put into the boxes. But I know in the schools you supply them with videos and literature. and you get somebody to go in and speak to the kids. I've done that myself, and I think that's a great idea.
It's brilliant, Connie, because it's lovely. We do have a promotional DVD, which you can see online on our website, teamhope.ie. And we have a new leaflet every year, which explains all about the project and how to get involved. And, you know, it's thanks to our 50 teams of volunteers around the country that do all this work, that go into the schools, that talk to their, to the school kids, to the people in their community, to ladies' groups. It's brilliant, you know.
And you know what the kids loved? That was my experience. At, you know, at the end, they get this certificate from you. Such an acknowledgement. They're as thrilled to get it, you know, as the kids who often get the boxes.
They are. And yeah. I think it's so important for our kids to learn how to give. You know, I started when my own children were 8 and 6. And for me, it was very important that they think of others. And, you know, they had toys that they didn't want anymore, but that were still perfect and that another child would enjoy, you know. And we all have cuddly toys in our home. As I say to children in schools, only give what you'd like to receive yourself.
So everything hasn't been new, just in good condition.
Just in really...
Outgrown.
Outgrown, but as good as new, I would say. Because nobody wants a chewed pencil or a car missing a wheel, you know. We have to have respect for the children.
And before now we look at the boxes, Carol has two boxes with her here. We talk about the transport. You know, how do you get all these boxes around the world in a few weeks?
It's amazing. Well, first of all, we have to collect them from the schools. So our volunteer teams have to collect them from our schools, and our national drop-off points are Accent, Fast Fit, and we've many other drop-off points around the country, which will be up on our website within a week or so. And so our volunteers play a huge part in bringing them to warehouses because they have to be checked for customs purposes. And we're always welcome volunteers to come and lend us a hand.
Oh, I know, Carol. Yeah.
Have to get that in, Connie. Okay. And then we organise trucks and containers to go to Eastern Europe and to Africa. So that's why we need to have our closing date November the 10th. We give or take a week or so, but by the end of November, they're all on their way to by container or truck to Eastern Europe or Africa.
And a very important thing for people to know is that volunteers go out with the boxes sometimes, don't they?
Yes, I have the privilege of, or somebody, one of either Niall or myself, will bring a team out of volunteers. It'll be a small team just to see the shoeboxes being delivered right into the hands of the children. You know, I was at an information day for volunteers last week in Limerick, and we were showing our new DVD, and placed in Swaziland, and we were there, and there I was cutting the tape for the kids, and I heard a volunteer say, "Oh, look, she's cutting the tape for the kids." But of course, because the last person to seal the shoebox in the warehouse is our volunteers, and the next person to open it will be the kids.
Child.
So just to help the kids, I was there cutting the tape for them, you know. But our partners do amazing work, and the kids just are, wow.
Oh, the beautiful children. Shall I see the
videos? They're beautiful, yes.
And Carol, you're a registered charity, are you?
We are a registered charity in Ireland, yeah.
Mm. And you've a board of management?
We have a board of management, right.
I had a look at them. Where do you get these people? How do you select them?
How do we select them? That's a good question. I guess they're people who are people of integrity, people with various skills in the business world, and that have a passion for helping others abroad.
Non-paid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very important.
And talking about money, I see, which I applaud you for, you publish your accounts on the website.
That's right. It's been one of our procedures always to have our accounts, even long before last year, we always had our accounts available for people to see on the website, because we run a very tight ship and we believe that we are accountable for every cent we receive, and we want it to be well used and just bringing hope and a little bit of God's love to these children.
Well, I tell you, Carol, I was very impressed to see that by today's standards in organisations, so little is spent on overheads and communications.
I know. We really,
6.5%, something.
Yeah,
way
we
below
really
10%.
We really run
a tight ship.
Really tight ship. Yes, and that's thanks to Niall, I think.
Is it?
Yes. And which is great. You know, we are a team, and this is the way we want the money to be well used to help these children, but also help their communities and their families, because we work all the year round.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And I also see that the other projects you run, that 90 to 100% of the donations made go to that
That's
particular
right.
project.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's as it should be. Yeah. And I was surprised, or I heard, I found out, I think, that you get no government funding, do you?
No government funding. No, we.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. It's there a couple of years ago. We had Irish Aid helped us with a project in Mozambique, which was wonderful. But yeah, it's you know,
an interesting one.
It's an interesting.
Yes,
and
it is.
We're grateful. You know, companies yes. come on board and maybe would support a project or something.
Yes,
and, it's developing. Yeah. This is the work we're developing.
And then you get corporate help, do you? I hope you do, towards the filling in the boxes for those who might be, you know, yeah, short of something. You get a bit out there, don't
Excuse me. Yes, we're always looking for fillers, you know, to add to our boxes, because sometimes shoeboxes are a little light. So it's great to get, you know, maybe sweets or hats or, you know, copybooks,
pencils,
you know, school supplies, things that would fit in a shoebox that a child would enjoy, toys. And some companies like McDonald's and other places are very good to us. Richie's Sweets, different companies give us, you know, a little, but we have to go looking for them. And we are always very grateful.
Well, Carol, tell us the do's and the don'ts of what you're going to the boxes there that you have with you.
Okay, well, the do's, as I said, I mentioned the four W's, which is very important. So something to wear, like a hat, a scarf, gloves, a T-shirt, something small. We don't want a big padded jacket in the box, because we want to fill the box with gifts as well for the children. The kids love school supplies, colouring pencils, notebooks, because many of them, they can go to school. They're needing these supplies. You know, they just, to be in school, they have to have them. And they're delighted to get something to toothbrush, the soap. You know, I remember a little girl in a hospital, and she got a box filled with beautiful gifts, but she found a bar of soap and she just sat in her bed smelling the soap, you know.
I believe you.
Just something so simple.
I would believe
you
that,
know,
Carol.
You know, the teenage girls love the jewellery.
And where is the, do boys, girls, different age groups, does it depend on the school or the kids who are filling them in here in Ireland? Who does best?
Yeah. That's very hard. Can I just say we are always short of boy boxes, 10 to 14. And they're probably the hardest ones to fill a box for. But, you know, they really do appreciate everything. You can fill it with, like, I've brought one here and I've put in a funny pair of glasses. There's a big bag of lollipops, which the kids will share.
Good.
As I always say, you know, and I've seen them just opening a bag. There was a story of one little boy, George, and he got a big pack of lollipops, 30 lollipops in his shoebox. So he went around his whole class and shared the lollipops, you know,
that's
which
lovely.
Is fantastic.
Wonderful.
I have a roll-on deodorant, which we say no liquids, but roll-on deodorants are fine. There was a story of a boy I met in Russia. And we were actually delivering food parcels one summer. And I was doing a summer camp out there with a team of volunteers. And we went to this home. It was an apartment block and very dingy grey. And up about 17 stories. And we went into this room about the size of this, your studio, Connie. And it was, there was a sofa on it and sofa in the room and five kids and the mum. And they shared the bathroom and toilet facilities and the kitchen facilities with other families on the floor. But on the windowsill was a range of cuddly toys. And I said to the girls, I said, where did all the toys come from? And they said, from shoeboxes. So I asked them, what did they like? And of course, they loved the jewellery and the sweets. And at the end of the sofa was a little boy, their brother, and he was 11. And he wanted to be a paratrooper when he grew up. He was in a little singlet vest and strong little fellow. And I said, what did you like? Because I couldn't see any boys' toys. And he went around behind the sofa and he got out an Adidas roll-on deodorant. And this was his prized possession.
Treasure.
It was July. It was 50 degrees. My boss, Niall, was with me and his face was the same colour as your dress. It was as red, and I'm sure mine was too. And I said, Niall's very smelly. Can we use some deodorant? Well, the look of horror on this little boy's face.
Such a waste.
It was such a waste. He was saving it for special dates, definitely.
There's a story behind every box, Carol, isn't there?
There is a story behind, yeah.
And can I ask you, if people now don't want to do a box, can they leave, say, somebody who knits? I mean, I know ladies' clubs, lots of them have no one to knit for. Can they leave things in? Can they leave in a depot? Or should they take them maybe to the local school where the boxes are being collected?
Yeah, if they
would
want to
be
give
an order?
Us, that would be an order. If they want to give us a ring in the office, our number is 294-0222. We can give them knitting patterns. I have some lovely knitting patterns
for
fingerless gloves. Yeah, and hats. And we've Dooge dolls, which I haven't won, but it's basically made out of a square. And it's a little Dooge guy. And just sewn up and stuff. Just so simple.
So simple. Well, yeah. So you need all the help.
We need all the help. Get. That's what I say. Everybody can be part of the team, to those who knit, to those who make phone calls, to those who can collect shoeboxes, who can supply maybe some toothpaste, or are out shopping and would like, I can't make a shoebox, but here's some
figures. A little donation.
A little donation. You know, you can drop them off and we would be so appreciative.
Well, will you come back in, Carol, after Christmas and tell us how you got on?
I would be delighted,
will
Connie.
You? Yes. And then maybe we can look at your other projects that you work on the whole year round. Because a lot of people might think you're just one dimensional. That's all you do, the boxes, association. So I think it'd be good now to expand on what Team Hope do.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Be delighted
It was our pleasure to have you in today. And I'm going to play a little number for you. And it's called... Give a Little Love, and it's Daniel O'Donnell. He recorded this with the same principles in mind, as in, you know, raising money and help and love for children. So it's a lovely children's chorus, and it was recorded in Romania, and it speaks for all the nations that all of you are trying to help. So thank you very much, Carol.
It's been a pleasure, Connie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Carol.